So I have a question, and I need some help here, because it is easy to have 30 sons. Well, you have to have some wives, and you get 30 sons.
One wife.
One wife. I'll see how you're going to do with 30 sons. That's right. All right, so we got you all awake now. Good. Somebody got to help me about the 30 donkeys. I need some kind of help here with the donkeys. Why did the scripture tell us that they had 30 donkeys? I mean, okay, you're having 30 sons. What is the significance? I need some help here. Of a young man riding on a donkey. I need some help from the other guys here. Because remember, we share things that we have learned, we share. Why not 30 horses? Why 30 donkeys?
You have to ride the donkey. You can't let the donkey ride you.
All right. I need some help because I need some help here. I know what he's talking about.
Yes.
Come on, you young guys. Don't whisper to each other. I need some help.
So why doesn't John explain what he just said? I think that will help a lot. Go ahead, John.
We went over this in young people's not too long ago.
But we weren't there.
That's why. I need some help here.
So donkeys really represent stubbornness. Mm-hmm. And we see that oftentimes we can be stubborn in our lives. And I think we went on to say during our study that we went on to ask where stubbornness stems from, where it begins, where it starts to fester out. And we had mentioned that it first starts in the household, the way you act with your parents, the way you act with your family, and how you act there will then have an influence on how you act with those outside of the family, in the meeting, and whatever respective place you may go. But we had to learn that since donkeys represent stubbornness, now if you could stay with the picture here, we are the ones who are supposed to be riding the donkeys or controlling the stubbornness. So in a way, we have to control the way we conduct ourselves, how we act, how we purport our Christianity, and be the ones who are in control, so to speak. Not let the stubbornness control us. Well, that explains that we have to ride the donkey and not let them ride.
So where is that where we find out about the stiffness of the donkey or the stubbornness of the donkey? Again, we want to build on the scripture. Do we have a verse for that? I see you whispering. Again, I want to hear it. Four minutes. And I have labor in vain. Where is that verse? Talking about stubbornness, here it is. Somebody knows that verse. Go ahead, Peter. Turn to Exodus chapter 13 and verse 13. Somebody read it to me. Something known about the donkey. There is stubbornness, their neck, stiff neck. Donkeys are very hard to ride on unless you break them. The nature that we have is very stubborn, rebellious, doesn't like anybody to tell me what to do or how to do it. And what Jared was doing is he was teaching his children. You have a nature in you, we talked about the flesh, that is very stubborn, very rebellious. You see it when the kids are, I don't know, 3 months old even. No, I can do it myself. Nobody teaches them that. You ask any parents. Nobody teaches kids, you have to learn how to say no. No, they are born with it. And what the scripture is teaching us is this. You need, it's so easy, you know, before you write, you rule over 30 cities. You need to rule over the donkey. You need to ride the donkey. You need to control and let the Spirit of God control that stubbornness, that rebellious attitude, that I don't want to listen to anybody. I am not going to read the scripture. I am not going to go to the meeting. I can drive now. I could do whatever I want. That stubborn attitude that we have toward our parents, toward authority, toward God. We need to ride the donkey. Because it looks very weird if you see somebody in the street with a donkey riding him. I want to paint that picture in your mind. It will be very weird. But when you act in a stubborn way, that's exactly what you see. I see a weird picture. I could tell. Donkey's riding him now. That's why he acts the way he acts. Keep that in mind. And as we have already mentioned and heard and repeated again today, you ride the donkey. Don't let the donkey ride you. This way, when you are in that stage, you are able to handle administration and rule over a city.
Is there a connection that you would make with Balaam's donkey there in any way?
I was a good donkey. He was better than the prophet.
He came under subjection to the Lord, to Jehovah. Yeah.
And actually, even the Lord Jesus, when I don't want to talk all the time, but the Lord Jesus, they brought to him a donkey that wasn't broken.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we need. We need the Lord Jesus to ride on us.
Mm-hmm.
We are a donkey that's not broken. And if you don't break his neck, if you don't redeem him, you break his neck.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to have the Lord Jesus complete control over us. But just keep that picture, because it helped me. I picture it this way. When I act in a stubborn way, a donkey is riding me.
Mm-hmm.
And then he starts talking like a donkey. And there are ugly voices.